Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the new Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. This show is brought to you by our patrons at patreon.com/ElderScrollsLoreCast.
Robots Radio presents
The Elder Scrolls LoreCast.
Welcome to The Elder Scrolls LoreCast, a place where the Elder Scrolls community can come together to discuss the boundaries of our knowledge about the universe of The Elder Scrolls.
Adventurers, it is time again for the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. I am back with my co-host. I am your host, Tom of Robots. My brain's a little scrambled because we're doing something a little bit different this week. Lotus of Doom, welcome back, buddy. How are you? How are things?
I'm good. It's much better to be inside because it was 106 degrees freedom units where I was working today, and that was most unpleasant.
That is no good. That is right out. We need to find a way to move the Earth further from the sun or do something else to solve the heat problem. But we're not going to do that today because we are welcoming our patron, the one patron that was able to join us today for our end of the month patron chat. Bribwan is back. Brib, it has been a while, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. It has been a while, but I'm glad to be back. And I've caught up. I've been listening to podcasts religiously. I just have, life is busy, and I'm in mountain time. So you're in Eastern time, and it's true. Right when I put my kids down. So
it's true. It's true. I see your Big Bear banner there in the background. You've got some bats hanging. How's work going? How are things?
Good. I mean, I have three jobs, but so this one is going well. They're all going well, but the bat company is not my main job. So I'm definitely still steady, but not my primary focus.
Yeah, lots of stuff, you know. But you just got to keep everything, you know, in the air. You got to just keep juggling it all. But hey, at least you got time for the kids, you got time for games on occasion, and to join us tonight, which is awesome. And to do podcasts. Yeah. So yeah, welcome. It's always nice to get a chance to chat with you, and thank you again for all your support for the show. And I'm glad that you're able to be here tonight for this wonderful occasion. We're mixing it up. We've been doing some lots of lore chats and that kind of thing. But you know, I figured it was kind of time to change this up again. In the past, we've done some quiz games and those kinds of things. I want to mix it up. I don't have a name for this yet. It's basically a fill-in-the-blank word game, sort of like Wheel of Fortune. We don't have a wheel. Maybe I'll design a wheel. What if I had like a wheel on the screen that spun around? It wouldn't be great for, like, visual stuff doesn't work for audio podcasts, but we can call out what it lands on, right? We could be like, oh, it lands on $600. Like, that works, you know, just as long as they know what it lands on.
600 septums.
600 septums. There's a lot of lore tied in with wheels, too, so.
That's true.
See?
That's true. What if it lands on
it? With it.
Oh, no. You landed on Molag Ball. You're a vampire now. Oh,
that's a
shame. Lose all your points. Yeah, so that could be a lot of fun. But here's how this is going to work. This is the example up on the screen right now. We're just going to run through it pretty quickly. There are a bunch of blanks on the screen, and you guys have to fill in the blanks. And we're going to start with one of you. It will be your turn. You're going to guess a letter. And if you guess a letter, it shows up in there. I fill in the blanks with that letter. Then you can either guess another letter or guess the solution. If you guess the solution to the word or phrase, combinations of words, then you win that turn, you get a point, right?
Okay.
Then you get the point, it moves on to the other person because they need to get a chance for the next word, right? You only get to guess a vowel if you get two correct letters, two correct consonants in a row. So you don't get to start on a vowel ever. But if you get a run, then you get to guess a vowel. It's kind of like buying a vowel, you have to kind of earn it.
Yep.
Make sense?
Yeah.
As soon as you miss something, whether you pick a consonant, it's not there, you pick a vowel, it's not there, or you guess the solution and it's not there, it switches to the other person's turn. It stays okay. their turn until they get something wrong.
So it's not like the board game of Clue where if you guess the solution and you lose, you're done. Like yeah, you can still guess the word and
you can guess the word, but if it's wrong, you lose your turn. It moves
you
to the
lose
person.
Your turn. So it's a little the wheel of Nern is a little more generous.
The wheel of Nern is a little more generous. So you can be like, okay. Oh, I think might be this. But that's the thing though, is if you guess something and it's close and it's wrong, chances are you've probably given up the goose because now your competitor over there is going, oh, that was so close to this other thing. I bet this is what it is.
Yeah.
And they're going to steal it from you anyway, right?
All okay. Right.
So here we have on the screen, we've got, it's a three word combination of letters, phrase, you know, whatever we're going to call it. It's a phrase, it's three words. And the hint is controversial. And we're going to start with Bribwan. Brib, what do you want to go with here? Controversial. Pick a
controversial.
Letter.
Controversial. An S.
An S. I kind of thought maybe you're going to start with an S. All right. So
wow,
we've got, there's one, there are, it starts with an S and then there is a second S on the very first letter is an S. And then there's a second S later on in the second word. Now you give it a thought for a second. I'm going to have to open up the door so my dog stops barking.
Controversial.
Controversial. And this is two words?
Three
okay, the spaces
words.
Are a little, they were throwing me off a little bit, so that's why.
All right, you can give it
controversial.
Controversial is the hint.
Just checking something, is this two or three words?
Three
spacing.
Words.
Spacing. Okay, it's three, because I was going to say the spacing threw me a little off when you put the second
S.
I can
make it,
make sure
I'm
going
to make it,
right.
I'm going to add some extra spaces in there to make it very clear how many words there are.
Yeah, it is. I mean, my monitor is really big and I'm kind of close to it, but
there you go.
And, all right. Then, yeah, that's spaces. Much more distinctive. Cool.
All right.
Cool.
So we got to keep it going. So what do you think?
Okay.
Pick
C?
A letter. You're gonna pick a C. Okay. I'm sorry, but there are no C's. Okay. Otis, you're up.
All right. How about a T?
A T. There is one T. The T shows up in the last word. And it is the fourth letter from the end. So you have, the first word begins with an S. There's an S towards the end of the middle word. And there's a T in the middle of the last word.
Oh,
wow. All right. Let's...
Controversial.
Controversial. How about an H?
An H. Let's see. There are no H's. This goes right back to Brib.
All right.
An M. Monkey
what was that?
As in monkey.
M as in monkey?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yes, there is an M. So the first word has an M as the final letter.
As the final letter. Okay, interesting.
Yes. And there is only one M. So the first word starts with an S and ends with an M.
Ugh.
What the?
I don't even know any words that end in M.
I'm pretty sure you do.
What are we spelling?
We're spelling words that have something to do with the Elder Scrolls.
Controversial Elder Scrolls something. All right.
Okay. R?
Yep. There is an R, and the R appears two letters before the M in the first word. There's also an R in the second word. Before the S, and also before the last letter in the middle word.
Wow.
So you're getting more. Now you've gotten two consonants in a row.
Right. So you can do a vowel.
So you can do a vowel,
want, right?
You can do a vowel.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to do an A.
So you're going to do an A, and then I'm going to spell this out for our listeners at home, because this might be a little bit confusing. So I'm going to try and make this as good for our auditory listeners as possible, because we're trying some new stuff out. We're just going to see how this works for auditory listeners.
Hey, everybody love the trivia off. So.
Yeah, yeah. So what we have right now is S blank blank R blank M A blank 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 R S A R blank. And then three blanks, a T, and three blanks.
My goodness.
What the?
All right.
What the hell?
And you haven't missed anything yet, so it's still your turn, Brib.
D, as in dog.
D. Yes, there is a D in the final word, and that shows up as the second letter.
I'm at a complete loss for right now.
And if you get another vowel correct, then you can choose another or another consonant correct, you can choose another vowel.
And C, has C been guessed?
I believe yes. So, yes.
C and H. I was actually writing them down.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lotus.
I figured I would make a note of what they were so that I don't repeat. So yeah, C and H are the two that we've missed so far.
Okay. So again, the first word has an S, an R, and an M with three other blanks. The second word begins with an A, there's a bunch of blanks, it has an R, S, A, R together, and then a blank at the end.
I'm gonna do L as in lion, and I've got my little coordinator here to help me out.
Unfortunately, there are no L's.
Oh, you're worthless.
You were tricked by the tribunal.
I thought this was going to be easy, too. All right, well,
it
back to Lotus.
Very much not.
It's very not hard. This is a hard
this
one.
This is shockingly difficult staring at this. I'm like, man, I'm having trouble piecing together any type of word out of this. All right, see. What if we try... Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Good
the
Lord.
The wheels are turning. The wheels are somebody's gonna be listening to this in their car and just yelling.
And just piecing this together
and
in their head
in their
even
heads
looking at
without
it,
even being able to see
it. Before we
they're
gonna
be
staring
like,
at it.
They're gonna be like S blank blank R blank M. Oh my god, it's obviously this.
All right. I've got an idea. What about the letter N?
The letter N.
Yes.
So the letter N shows up. So the second word starts with an A and then has two N's. So that becomes A, N, N. And then the final word ends with an N.
Okay, so a lot of
I know it. I know what it is.
Ah, crap. I'm going to try to do this quick because you can't get
it. I kind of thought by the time you got this letter, somebody might get it. Nobody in chat has shouted out yet. I'm surprised by that as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is chat just like, how have they not gotten it like three different things
nobody's throwing
I mean
it
I'm still not seeing this, so what can I do to not give this back to you, Brib?
I think Ark is in chat,
you're trying to guess the three words, like what is this? Oh, we have a solid guess in chat.
Is there a K?
Yes, there is.
It's the second letter. There is a K, and it is the second letter.
Okay, never mind. I do know what this is.
I was thinking in game. Like, I was really...
I was too. And I was running out of letters to try, so I'm like, what the... Is it Skyrim Anniversary Edition?
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. And the hint is controversial. Skyrim Anniversary Edition.
I just ran out of practical letters, and all of a sudden I was like, wait, that first thing could be Skyrim, and I was like, okay, that's... What?
You got it.
Yeah,
I thinking like Fall of the Dwemer or something like that. Like,
right?
I'm trying to think, I was like... As soon as we started, I was like, all right, can that first word be sofa?
Sofa.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Here, I need to give you a point.
Was close, because I was like, if I screw this up, I'm screwed. And honestly, if the K didn't work, I was like, I have zero idea what the hell this is if that first word isn't Skyrim.
So here we go. Lotus gets one huge point. We're going to put it right here.
Yay. I get one.
Thanks for the follow, buddy.
Oh, my volume is too high.
An alert.
Thanks for the follow. All right. So 1 point for Lotus.
Yay.
We're going to set. I one forgot to point. Set up the points.
How many? All right. You said it was an odd number, but how many do we have?
So actually that one was going to be the example one, but it was so hard that we might as well make it a real one. So there's going to be at least nine.
Okay.
We can do more if we need to.
This might be a long episode.
But we don't have to do all nine. We can just go to the point where we're out of time.
I hate to say it, but apparently we may want to do like more. We're much worse at this than you planned.
Yeah, we may want to do like 3 or 5 rounds or something. I thought you guys were going to do these faster.
You said this is going to be the example.
This is going to be the example, except you two are awful.
You guys are terrible.
It's going to make that count.
All right. Here, I'm going to pick another one. Let's see. Let's pick something a little bit, maybe easier. I don't know. I don't know, guys.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to gauge any of these anymore.
I'm just like NERN. Just
the word NERN. All right. Here we go. How about this one? How's this look? All right.
Oh, God. It's got a hyphen?
It's got a hyphen. Round number two.
No!
Round number two. The hint is... The hint is... Just one name? Question mark?
I see.
All right. This goes to... Lotus won that one, so this goes back to Brib. Brib won.
Oh, I think he should go again. He earns it.
All right. That's fine. We can just change the rules as we
like
go.
I feel like
there's
strategy to this when I squander my first letter.
All right. You got to start with the consonant.
All right. We're going to start with a consonant. We're going to start with... S worked out last time. That was really what saved me on that. So I'm going to try S again.
That's a wonderful strategy. Doesn't show up at all.
Wow, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That's a real shame.
All right, Brib.
Okay. How about a B, as in Bribwin?
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, there are, for our listeners at home, there are 3 words again, and the final word starts with a B. It's the two last words. There's a hyphen between them, and the last word has 5 letters, and the first starts with a B. First letter is
R.
There is one R, and actually there's 2 R's. The middle. I'm sorry, I have too many letters here. The middle word has an R before the final letter. And the last word has an R before the final letter. And I'm going to space this out so you can see that a little bit better.
E. I get a vowel, I think. So
you do get
E.
A vowel. All right. So the second word begins with an E. And this, the third word, the second letter is an E.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm gonna spell this out for our listeners a little bit. Not actually spell it, but so we have the first word has 6 letters, the second word has 5 letters, there's a hyphen, and then there's 5 more letters. The first word, none of the letters are filled in. The second word, it's E blank blank R blank hyphen B E blank R blank.
And it's just the clue is just one name.
Just one name?
Okay.
Question mark?
Let's try D.
The final word, the last word ends with a D. So yeah, that one you got
I
also.
I think I know what that word is, but I don't know. It doesn't help me with anything else.
All right.
Let's do an M.
There is no M.
Oh no, this is not good.
Sorry, friend.
Lotus a full word here.
Yep, this goes back to Lotus. Lotus, you nothing for the first word at all.
Is it Halty Early Beard?
It is. Yeah. It is Halty Early Beard.
That's great.
Just one name? Tiber Septim? It only had one name? Not really.
That's good.
No?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yep.
I was shuffling through. I was like, all right, who's got beard in their name?
<I'm> like... Nice. Congratulations. Yeah, that's Guilty Early Beard.
I got 0 letters correct. I would just like to thank Brib for that
Brib
entire
did all
thing.
The work.
I'm just a great support player. I do tank, so... No glory.
I appreciate you. I guessed one letter and got it wrong.
That's funny.
Nice work. Here we go. Let's see. Lotus has 2. If it'll let me edit this. Come here. Come here, OBS. All right. 2 points to 0. And I'm gonna keep trying to improve how I can describe this for our listeners at home. So if you're listening, don't worry, I'm working on it. All right, so next round, the hint is decor, and this is another three words. And the first word has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 letters. The second word has 3 letters. And the third word has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 letters. So 9, 3, 7. And okay. Lotus gets to go first again.
Let's try a T.
Yes, there is a T. And it is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th. Let's see, 4, 5. 5th letter of the first word. And there's another T. It is the third letter and final letter of the middle word.
That is not what I was expecting. Okay, well, the letter worked in just in a very different way than I expected. It's and it, the hint is decor?
Decor.
Okay. How about an H?
Let's see. There is no H. I'm sorry.
I see.
Back to Brib.
An N?
An N. There is one N, and it is the second to last letter of the final word. So we have 9 letters for the first word with a T in the middle, 3 letters for the second word with a T at the end, and 7 letters for the third word with an N as the second to last letter. Decor.
Yes.
Let's see. Is there an S? There is an S right after that N on that final, the third word. So that final word ends with an NS.
What the?
Decor.
Thinking.
All right.
You can buy a vowel. You got 2 in a row.
Yeah, let's do an O.
An O. And you squandered your purchase of that vowel. I'm sorry. This goes back.
I think we were going in the same direction because I was. I figured an O was a surefire on that. All right. Well,
I'm very bad at this.
Rip that dream.
All right. So 9 letters with a T in the middle, 3 letters with a T at the end, and then 7 letters with an NS at the end.
How about the letter D?
D does show up, and it is the fourth to last letter on the third word. So you end up with a blank, 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 D, blank, NS for the third word.
Okay. Is there an L?
There is an L. That is the last letter of the first word.
Okay, I keep getting the letters correct and in wildly incorrect positions where I'm just like, nope, that's clearly not it.
Yeah, so the first word is blank, 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 T, blank, 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 L.
All right, how about I buy letter A?
All right, so there is an A, and that is the third letter of the first word and the second letter of the third word. So now you have the first word is blank, blank, A, blank, T, blank, 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 L. Then the middle word is blank, blank, T. And the final word is blank, A, blank, D, blank, N, S. Decor.
Is there a G?
There is 2 G's. There are. 2 G's. God,
because I was like, please tell me there's more than one G, because otherwise, again, I'm working on one word and I'm making no progress otherwise.
Right. So the background is getting really bright here, but it's blinding us.
Challenge round.
All right. So the middle word is now G blank T, and the third and final word is G A blank D blank N S.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. How do I
Brib is having are you having a moment here, Brib? Are you
Yeah, So
Daz in chat is coming up with some stuff.
So the letter R would be what I want next.
All right. So let's see. You have there is an R, and it is in the final word. So now the final word is GARD blank NS.
Okay. So I'll which one of these will help me more, because I'm struggling with the, I know most of this, but how can I piece together the part that I'm
the first word?
Okay. I need, I'll take an E.
All right. You're going to take an E. An E does show up.
It does. Please tell me it's also in the first word.
It is the second letter of the first word, and it is the final missing letter of the last word. So now you have the final word, which is gardens.
Sure do.
And
got the middle word without that letter.
And you're missing the middle letter of the middle word, which is G blank T. And the first word is now blank E A blank T blank 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 L.
What the says that?
What is that first word?
I don't know the first word either.
I got the last two words so far back. I'm like, what is this first word? Okay. Good Lord.
I would give you a hint, but you're in the lead.
Yeah, that's probably not best to give me a hint. How about a C?
A C is not included here.
Really?
I'm sorry. This is going back to Brubon.
Wow.
Now I will give you a hint. Think about whose perspective you may be viewing these from. And what they might think of.
Let's see.
I mean, we know these are at least gardens.
Mm. And they're gut gardens.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's almost like they're gut gardens. Uh-huh, but, uh-huh. But what
right,
kind?
Right. And depending on your perspective of those gardens, you might find them to be a certain way, or you might find them to be another way.
Oh. Is it beautiful gut gardens?
Yes, it is. You are correct.
Wow. Okay. Never was going to hit that. Nope.
Beautiful gut gardens.
It's nice beautiful. Work, Brib.
Beautiful gut gardens.
I'm like, wow. I was beautiful like, gut gardens.
Aliens.
I'm trying to fudge like an alien in there or something. I was like, is there some type of weird chimera thing?
Nice.
Good. Oh, wow. Nice got it. Work.
That was tricky because of the beautiful part, because you generally wouldn't think of gut gardens as being beautiful, but the aliens may have thought of them as being very beautiful.
Sure wouldn't have.
Right. Right.
So, nice.
Nice work. Two to one. You're catching up. Tell you what, it is time to go to the middle of the show, because we got to thank our patrons, like Brubon. So why don't we go do that, and we'll be right back.
The skies are marked with numberless sparks, each a fire, and every one a sign.
All right, and to answer a question in chat, yes, chat, you guys are welcome to throw out your guesses. They have chat closed, so you're not going to ruin it for the contestants. So if you guys can guess it before they can, go for it. Absolutely go for it. And thank you.
Or text me your answers.
Or text. Don't text the answers to Lotus. But thank you for being here, live chat. Absolutely love having you guys join us for these shows. And thank you to our listeners for putting up with the audio version of this. It's an experiment. Let me know if this actually works or not. If it doesn't work, we'll try something else different next time. But I thought it would be at least be worth trying it out. So, but especially thank you to our patrons. You guys are amazing. You help us to do this every week, all 47 of you. And thank you to our Dragonborn patrons, our tier 4 and higher patrons who help support the show and who are able to join us at the end of every month. This month happens to only be Brubon. Sometimes this happens due to conflicts and of schedules. And I know one of our patrons was having, might have eaten something bad. So I hope I hope you feel better.
Yeah, scheduling's hard enough when you're not sick.
Yeah,
he's in the gut gardens right now.
Yeah, I hope you're not having any, not throwing up any gut gardens at home. But thank you to everybody who supports the show. We really, really do appreciate it. And if we've done anything to help you get through your workday, to help make the games more enjoyable, to help you with your commute to work, or even just your workouts, or even just, you know, when you're doing your dishes, then please consider checking out patreon.com/ElderScrollsLorecast. Check out the different tiers, the different kinds of things you can get. And if there's something you would, any of you guys would be interested in getting, you want us to add to the Patreon, let me know, because sometimes you guys have better ideas than I come up with. So if there's other stuff you want, let me know, because we'll consider it. But especially thank you to all of you guys. You help us to do this regularly, and you help make this a full-time thing for me. And that is, I can't thank you enough for that. Genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so very much. So
I'm going to add to this, Tom. I'm going to put a little unsolicited promo in for you, is that by being a T4 patron, I have become famous. And multiple times I've been playing ESO, and people have stopped me in game because I have the same Bribwin is my in game name.
Yeah.
And they said, "You're on the podcast."
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so cool.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. So our two tier five patrons, Mr. Gummy Boy and Noodle Al Dente, get calls out every month. And Noodle Al Dente also helps support Arkaneer's New World podcast. Arkaneer's in chat right now. Arkaneer is Lotus of Doom's co-host, or one of the co-hosts for Tales of Tamriel. And Arkaneer invited me to join his New World podcast last night. So you guys should go listen to that if you're into MMOs, if you're going to go check out New World. We got to talk about the lore of the game, the stuff that they've revealed so far, and that kind of thing. But Noodle Al Dente also supports that Patreon and got called out on his show. And when Ark called out Noodle, I was like, I know Noodle. Noodle's awesome. So that Noodle guy is freaking awesome. Yeah. So right, he's in chat right now too. So
Noodle's a good pasta dish.
Noodle's good, a good dude. It really genuinely is amazing how even just supporting a show and just getting to know some of these creators, and being involved in these communities really does help connect everybody. And like, if it wasn't for some of this stuff, I wouldn't know some of you guys as well. And that also is kind of this like side benefit. It really helps us all get to know each other, especially when we have these chat episodes, because it sets up these times for us to get to talk and get to know each other, which is genuinely one of my favorite times of the month, you know? So it's just awesome. So thank you to everybody. All right, let's move on with the game show. We got to figure out who's going to win this. So here we go.
Yes, you're entirely brilliant. Conquering madness and all that, blah, 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 blah.
All right, I'm picking out the next one we're going to do here. I think we're going to do this one. I think this is a good one.
No, not that one. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Oh, geez.
I shortened this one. I made this one a little bit easier.
It was 11 words.
I took a whole word out of it. Okay. Hint for this one, and this is going back to Brib. The hint for this one is two words, and the hint is Voice of the Dead. Two words.
Voice of the Dead.
Yeah, the first word is six letters, and the second word is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 letters. 6 and 8. Where are you going to start?
Okay, let's do M.
M. Nope. I'm sorry, there are no M's.
That's right. I like getting it wrong without getting any letters, because then it's
you're just like you're starting with nothing, buddy. Good luck.
That's right.
All right. How about an R?
There is no R either.
I see.
Back to Brib.
S.
There is no S. Back to Lotus. You guys are just like,
so we spelled misses so far, swinging and we haven't gotten a single one.
Swinging in a miss. Six letters, eight letters.
Okay. T?
There is no T.
Oh my gosh.
Back to Brib.
It's gotta be just one letter.
It's just all somebody's just, name, and their name is,
and their name
is,
ah!
Is yeah.
Really, it's just a bunch of J's. Yeah.
Well, almost any scream sound I can think of, there's usually an H. So let's guess an H.
Are you going with H?
Yeah.
For real? Okay. You do have an H. There is an H.
I was going to say, if there's no H, we're running out of letters.
It's Tom. It's in one of the most difficult parts. It is like the fourth letter of the second word.
Great.
So it's like blank, 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 H, blank, 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 blank.
P?
We're going with a P. There is no P. Back to Lotus.
Oh, mother of God.
See you later, Noodle.
Bye, Noodle. I can't see what you're saying, but I assume that means you're leaving.
I was telling Noodle to leave. I was like, get out of here.
Oh, my God. No. How about an N?
N. You are in luck. There are two N's.
There's 11 N's.
There are 11 N's. So the end of the first word has an N, and the third to last letter of the second word has an N. So it's six blanks. I'm sorry, five blanks and an N, and then blank, 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 H, blank, ooh, N, blank, blank.
How about a B?
There is no B. And again, that's... voice of the dead is the hint. Anybody in chat, you're welcome to take some guesses here if you think you can figure this out.
C.
You guessing C? Is that your guess? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are three C's.
Good Lord.
Good Lord. The third letter in the first word is a C, and then the second word, the third letter of the second word, and then the second to last letter of the second word. So now it is blank blank C, blank blank N, and then blank blank CH, blank N C blank.
Have we guessed D?
No, we haven't.
No. Is that your guess?
Yeah, this is, I guess.
No D.
I was your response of
no,
and you didn't respond immediately with because it was on the board. It's like, oh, that's not a good sign.
I feel like you know this, Lotus.
I do not. I feel like I almost pieced together a word, but that the second part of, no, I don't think I know this.
Voice
yet.
Of the dead, two blanks C, two blanks an N.
Dead.
Two blanks, CH, blank, NC, blank.
Is there an L?
There are two L's.
Okay. And
I have to wonder if this is going to be enough for you. The beginning of each word begins with an L. L blank C, blank, blank N. L blank CH, blank, NC, blank.
Lucien LeChance?
Lucien LeChance is correct.
Nice. Perfect.
Ding, 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 ding. Because he was the speaker of the Dark Brotherhood.
That hint was way more obvious than I was putting it together.
Lucien LeChance. Like,
it was the second word that was screwing me up. And then I was like, wait, at least if they both start with an L, I hopefully get this.
Good one. Good one.
Right. I'm running out of time. I got to make a couple comebacks here.
Also, we eliminated like an alphabet's worth on that one. You guys that together.
You guys cleared that out pretty good. Okay, so here we go. Updating the points. Lotus is up to 3, and these are getting harder. So let's make this next one worth double. This is worth 2 points.
Ooh, I like it.
This is worth 2 points, and tell you what.
Oh.
I'm not going to give you a hint until, let's see, until you miss, what do you say? How many letters? I don't know. Until just a certain point in. I'm just, maybe at a certain point later, I'll throw a hint in.
Okay. All right. So we don't even get a hint on this.
You don't even get a hint to begin with. This is going to be harder. And Lotus, you're up first because you got the last one.
Okay. Let's go with an S.
Yeah.
So let me describe it for everybody. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 apostrophe 8 letters in the first word. And then there's only one other word. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 letters in the second word. So how many did I say in the first one?
Eight.
8. Did I count that wrong? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Apostrophe 11.
You
said 8. 11.
It's an apostrophe 11.
11 with an apostrophe before the last letter.
Wow. What are you, me trying to spell?
And then 8. So 11 and then 8. The first word has an apostrophe before the end, right? So, and you guessed a, what did you guess?
I'm kicking it off with an S.
An S. So this one might actually be easier than I think it is, but we're going to find out.
Well,
because
I
the
mean,
apostrophe there, right?
There's not a lot of things that go after an apostrophe when it's only
true.
One letter.
It's
so
true.
I'm really hoping that I got
the first
that
word
part.
Begins with and ends with an S.
Okay. How about a T?
There is a T.
Don't and have as much to go on.
The T is the third to last letter of the first word.
Okay.
For our listeners.
An A.
And you're buying an A, which allows you to get the letter before the T. And the fifth letter. So that's second, third,
all I feel
fourth.
Like I'm doing is helping out Brib too much here.
Fifth, I don't like going first
and,
in this game.
I know. It's actually useful to go second. I agree with that entirely.
You got a good one here. Okay, so there's actually, I missed a letter. So and add another blank. So there's 9 letters in the last word. So the last word has a bunch of A's. This one may be easier than I thought it was.
Okay, that second word is a disaster.
Second word is a disaster. So you
especially
have,
since I don't have a hint. I don't know what I'm looking
there's
at.
There's no hints. All right, so the first word starts with an A. There's a bunch of spaces. There's an A-T, blank apostrophe S. The second word is blank A, blank, blank A, blank A, blank, blank.
All right. Give me 1 second for my meager attempts at spelling here. Hold on. I'm trying to. Well, actually, you know what? Is there an H?
Yep. There are 2 H's.
And I think this actually might. So there's only one word that I can think of that has enough. Yeah. All right. I actually do know this.
I thought maybe.
I'm at a loss. This is impressive. This is really impressive.
Shia Gorath's Wabbajack?
Yes, you got it. Absolutely.
It's all the friggin' A's.
It's all the A's.
It's the only thing I can think A's. Of. I'm like,
that
what?
Is just amazing.
That was the only, I'm like, what the hell word has that many A's in it?
Wow. You got it.
And Shia Gorath's Wabbajack. It was like, if it's Shia Gorath, that should be enough for me to.
That is just impressive. I'm
not going to lie. I actually, at first thought, I was like, is this even a word? Like,
that's why initially I thought it was going to be hard.
It took me so long, and I was trying to count how many things were. And I was like, I can't do this. I just need to know if it says Shia Gorath.
What was your clue going to be, Tom?
A stick.
Yeah, that would have helped.
That would have helped. Yeah. So 5 points to 1.
I feel like that was exceedingly lucky that I just happened to get that.
That's an example of where going first helps.
I guess. Yeah. Cause could you imagine without the A looking at that last word?
Yeah.
We'd need to be guessing W's and B's.
Yeah. A disaster.
Yeah. That's like, cause I was going, okay, this has a lot of weird letters in it. It might be really hard if you don't get any of these other letters. That's kind of where I was like, this is going to be really hard.
So many doubles, right? Mm-hmm. But basically, had we not gotten those doubles, they would have been awful. It just was blind luck that I happened to guess A. That was the only reason that one worked.
All right, so here I'm gonna pose a question. This is gonna be 3 points. We're up in the points again. Lotus, you got the last one, so you can go. You can start without a hint, or you can pass.
Ooh,
but he gets a hint.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh.
And for the listeners at home, you think about it. For the listeners at home, 5 letters, 2 letters, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 letters. 3 words, 5, 2, 8.
All right. I'm going to take the tactical decision here. I'm going to get the hint, so I'll pass my turn, I guess.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's going over to Brib 1. Brib, yep. The hint is heart surgery.
Okay. Let's do an F.
No F. I'm sorry. No F.
Well, so
five,
much for the
five letters. Oh wait, I'm sorry. Wait, no. There is an F. I'm sorry. I missed it. That was my bad.
Rib and I clearly were trying to spell the second word the same.
Yeah, nope. There is an F. It is the second letter of the middle word with two letters. So
yeah.
Yes. I missed it. I was looking at the other letters. I just scanned over it.
I already know this.
You already know it.
Yeah. At least I think I do.
Yeah. Heart surgery. Let's do V.
There is no V. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Lotus.
Okay. Well, so do I lose outright if I get this wrong? Because this is pretty bold to guess with just the letter
you can
F,
can just guess.
Okay. Is it Heart of Lorcan?
No. It is not Heart of Lorcan.
I did not have it. Damn.
This goes back to Britwan.
I wish I knew how to spell better.
Do you think I would have given you a hint with one of the words in the hint?
That's what I thought was weird, but it also totally synced up, except I wasn't sure if I was spelling Lorcan correctly. The moral of the story is I'm guessing I was not spelling Lorcan correctly.
All right, Brad.
Let's do an R.
An R. There is one R. So yes. And it shows up as the fourth letter of the third word. So blank, 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 R. Blank, 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 blank. All right. What do you think?
T
is the next one. The first letter of the first word, a very valuable spot. So we have T and then four blanks and then
That's
blank
a weird
F.
Way of spelling heart with a T to start.
And then
now all I can see is heart in the first word.
That's why I was like, it syncs up so well. I figured I'd gamble.
You just ruined your brain.
Let's do O.
You're buying an O. All right.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not just the second or the first.
Right.
Word,
so
the word.
So we've pretty much figured out that the middle word is of, right? But it turns out that the O is also valuable for the second and third letters of the first word. So we have T-O-O blank blank of three blanks and R and then four blanks.
And what's the hint exactly, you say?
Heart surgery.
Heart surgery.
L?
We have one L. And that is the fourth letter of the first word. So we have T-O-O-L blank, O-O-F, and then three blanks and R, four blanks.
Okay, well, let's just do S.
S is the final letter of the first word. So now you've spelled out tools of, and then...
Oh, that's grimy.
Three blanks, an R, and then four blanks.
So I do get a vowel, right?
Yeah, you can buy a vowel now.
Okay, let's do... Oh, dear goodness. How do I not know this? I'm disappointed in myself because
I think you will, unless I get me wrong a second time.
Let's do an E.
All right. E shows up one time. So you've got
heart surgery.
That doesn't.
You've got the E after the R in the final word. So you've got blank, 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 R E, blank, blank, blank. All right, what do you think?
This is not good because I know if I lose this, it's over.
Actually, again, where that E is really messing with me, actually. that foot, huh?
Oh, let's do a G.
Yep, you got a G. G is in there.
This totally seems like what I think it is. Can I just not spell again?
I don't know, Lotus. The G shows up before the R, so you have blank blank G R E blank 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 in that final word.
Dear goodness. I've gotten one. I need to get one more to get a vowel, right?
Yep.
Heart surgery.
Heart surgery.
I'm drawing blank big time. Heart surgery. M?
I'm sorry, there is no M. Was M already guessed on this round?
No. I didn't have it listed.
Okay. It was a previous round. Okay.
Yeah, I just had a V, actually.
All right. Yep, not this round, then.
Okay. Is there a K?
There is a K, and that is the first letter. Did you just dawn on you, Crib?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is it Tools of Kaggernak?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Oh,
yes,
then
you're
I
correct.
Can't spell Kaggernak.
Then you can't spell Kaggernak.
Like, wait. Wouldn't
Tools
the
of
E Kaggernak. Come first, so it's like Kaggernak. Yeah,
it's not
right,
Kaggernak, it's Kaggernak.
Yeah, yeah, that's
eight,
why. I was
8-1.
Oh, man.
I was struggling so hard on that last. And when I said that's grimy, it's like, oh, man, it's the tools that are messing with the heart of Lorcan. Damn it.
Man.
Oh, boy. Good job, Lotus.
Well done.
Well done.
This is like watching, I'm a Cubs fan, and this is like watching the Cubs play. It's just, it's shameful.
All right. So let's see. We could do.
It's all right. I feel you. My Chargers banner represents the same type of disappointment. So.
You want to do. I mean, it looks like. I don't know that. I don't know if we can set up a situation where. Where Brim can win this.
Cause... No, I don't. That feels like it's just giving me pity, which I don't want. To say like the next one is worth 10. That's
10 points. Third, so. 10
this
points.
One's for pride.
We could, how about we do
yeah,
one
let's
for
just do one for pride.
That's... One for fun, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We can do a really long one or a what I think is just probably a very difficult one.
Make I don't go with what you think is a real nightmare. I'd say go with the hard one.
I think this one's going to be hard.
It's clear that I need more of a challenge.
More of a challenge. Okay, I think this one's...
Well, I just figure we can end it with us just blankly staring at the screen in utter silence for the audio listeners. Really help
do
out.
Do both? Like, Fragile Shack.
The hour. Did we just end?
Just do them both at once.
Both at the same time. Oh, God. I'd have to like count so many letters. Okay, we're gonna do this one. I think this one's going to be difficult because of a certain part of it is going to be hard. I think part of it's easy, which is going to make the other part harder. But I don't know. It's just a theory.
All right,
it's a theory. And thank you for the sub, Cenathon. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. All right, here we go. Throwing this one up, and yep, there we go. It is up. It's fairly long. But
I hope this is fun to listen to because this is actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I'm doing my best to try to describe it so people can visualize it, you know? I'm glad you're having fun. I hope everybody is having fun. We'll see. We'll see what people say. Maybe people will be like, oh my God, that was impossible to listen to. Don't ever do that again.
Right. It's like, oh yeah, no, that'd be great. Except it was insufferable on audio or something
right.
like that.
Well, don't
like,
worry,
oh,
everyone
no.
listening. It's also horrible for me as well.
Oh, man. Oh, it's like Sean, but better. Okay. Well, thank you for the sub. All right, here we go. And this was just for fun. The hint for this one is an old guide. And we'll let Brib start. Brib, you can just
old
kick it off.
Guide.
An old guide. There's three words. The first word is three letters. The second word is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 letters. The third word is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 letters.
T.
There is a T. There are a few T's, actually. The first letter is a T in the first word. There are two T's in the third and fourth letters of the second word, and the third word has a T in the second letter. So you get T blank 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 T T, and then a bunch of blanks, and then blank T and a bunch of blanks.
H.
So there is an H in the first word. And then there is an H in the last word after the T. So you have TH blank, and then blank blank TT, a bunch of blanks, and then blank TH, a bunch of blanks.
E. Well, buy the E.
You're buying an E. All right. So you bought the word the at the beginning, right? So we don't have to worry about that guy anymore. Then at the after,
please give us more than just one E.
Right. After, so many letters. After the TT, there's a blank and then an E that you purchased. And then at the end of that word, there's an E. And then after the TH in the last word, there's an E. And then there's two more blanks and another E. So you've uncovered a bunch so far.
A lot of
this
E's.
Is my MO. I get the letters.
you uncover a bunch of things and then Lotus goes.
So many E's and
I think
T's.
I know what this is.
R.
There is an R before the final E in the middle word. And that's it. What you gonna do? You're uncovering them quickly. Question is, can you figure it out?
L.
There is an L after the two T's in the middle word.
Wow, you are nuking this.
You're nuking it. So the first word is the second word is blank, blank, T-T-L-E, blank, 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 R-E. The final word is blank, T-H-E, blank, blank, E, blank, blank.
I don't know what the last word is. B.
There is a B, which begins the second word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Oh,
Lotus is it's.
Wow, I already don't like where this is going.
Yeah. An old guide.
An old guide.
Okay, well, let's go S.
I was taking a sip of my drink. I thought you were going to respond to soon. Okay, there's a.
Oh God, this S. is going to require me to know how to spell again. Damn it.
All right, so we have, there is an S. So we have B blank T T L E S blank blank R E. And then the final word is blank T H E blank blank E blank blank.
Okay, if I don't know this, I throw in my nerd card.
You throw in your nerd card.
Okay, well, let's buy the, or get the P.
Okay, you're buying the, you're getting the P. You don't have to buy the P,
yeah.
Right? So, so you got the P after the S in the middle word, and that's it. There aren't any other P's.
I feel like this is going to be borderline impossible for Brib because the last word I'm pretty sure isn't a real word.
That's why this is hard.
Buy the A.
Like it's not an actual word, but it's a word related to Battlespire.
Yeah, so for anyone now, it's the Battlespire something for anyone listening.
Uh-huh. So you got the A in Battlespire because you guys have pretty much figured out that that's the middle word. And then the first letter of the final word starts with an A, and then you're in luck because the letter before the final E in that last word begins or has an A in it. So you have the final word is A-T-H-E blank A-E blank blank.
Dear goodness. I've never played Battlespire.
Dear goodness.
Oh, you definitely know what this is, Lotus.
It's true.
Oh...
You did a really good job uncovering all of these letters.
You really did. Like, I appreciate you.
Yeah. I did guess R. Oh, dear goodness. Okay, maybe just try an N.
So close. But you did get, yes, that is there. It's not the one I thought you were going to guess, though. But mm-hmm. That's why I'm thinking, like, so close. But yes, there is an N. So now the final word
is. This is what I'm saying. I was like, this isn't a word.
A-T-H-E-N-A-E. Blank, blank.
I don't know what this is.
Keep going. I'll
Can I give
right
him
back.
A hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
All right.
Please.
Think like Roman words.
Well, do I get a vowel right now or no?
Yeah, you've got a bunch of consonants together, didn't you? I don't remember if you got two in a row the last time.
Okay, well, let's guess this.
He's holding it up. Lotus has in his hand.
The battle. So I was
I'm trying to give
M.
you a hint because this is unfair.
M, so that is,
he's guessing an M. He's guessing an M.
That thank you to Lotus. It is the Battle Spire Athenium.
There you go.
You got it. You got it.
You got it.
The I'm Roman. Like, the Roman helped me because AU like M's and U's.
UM.
I
would,
if I could have bought a ballot, I guess U.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm like,
A-E-U-M.
That's why I was like, I'm just going to get the strategy guide and I'm just going to hold it up because I'm not sure Athenium is actually a word or not. So
I had the, the Battle Spire pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It took me forever to get that. And it was just pure luck that I was able to guess things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why. So it's like, if I was going to steal that one, I was like, this is pretty unjust because if you knew this word, like this would just.
I do feel you deserved victory, but I do feel a little bit of redemption because I've never played Battlespire, but I hear you talk about playing it.
You literally got that one basically just complete spelling. It's like.
That's right.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Cool. That was great.
Like you totally got it. Like that was like
no, that,
you earned
that's
that one.
Why I was like,
you
I worked. Do not deserve the points for this one. So.
You worked for that one. Is Athenaeum a Greek word? Okay, cool.
Oh, is it a real word?
Okay.
Okay. See, that was why. It's like I didn't know if that was actually a real word or not, because it's the only time I had ever heard of it was in the strategy guide like title.
I'm gonna see what it means. Athenaeum.
Yeah, it's a school or academy.
Okay. I mean, that totally makes sense then, because it's a strategy guide. Same thing with the Codex Scientif, whatever it's called for Arena 2. They seemed like they went with a little more esoteric words to be descriptors for this is your strategy guide.
Yeah. Well, guys, this was super fun. I hope the listeners were able to enjoy it without having to be able to see the visuals.
It's definitely fun. Oh, I suppose. Can I open chat now?
Yeah, you can open chat now. Yeah, go for it. Before we head out, I want to just give you a few hints for some of the stuff that I was going to throw at you and just see if you would have gotten them. So a three words. The hint was going to be powered. And it was a four letters dash three letters. And the I'm sorry, four letters dash five letters and then five letters. And it was starts with a W, B, and then T.
Powered.
A lot harder without having the little dashes in front of me.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, again, back to like Dwemer, the Numidium.
Powered, and what did you say the
three words. The first one begins with W, the second one B, the third one T.
How many letters each?
Four, five, and five.
Oof, that's a lot more letters than...
You guys don't have to figure it out. I just wanted to kind of throw some stuff out there to show you some of the ideas.
Yeah, I was seeing if I could piece it together. Yeah, it's amazing how much that helps to have the...
Yeah. If I was to say Numidium, what would you think? WBT.
WBT.
Is the last one tower?
Yep. Last one's tower.
Brass tower. Something brass tower.
Yep.
What's the first word? Why can't I think of the first word?
Why can't I?
Walk brass tower.
I was gonna say walk.
So I had that one. I didn't pull that one out.
I think I was gonna say for some reason I think of it as walking brass tower. So I think that had you given us that one, I feel like I would have gotten stumped on walk.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
Right. Then there's another one that was the hint was gonna be Scion, and it was fairly long, but it was a daughter of Cold Harbor. Didn't know if you would get that.
Oh, that'd have been tough.
Scion, vampire, daughter of Cold Harbor. Eventually, it would have gotten there. That was one of the harder ones down the line. And then the one that I had is the hardest. The hint was power pocket, and this was very long. The actual word was Archmage Shalador's Shrouded Realm.
Good lord!
And I didn't know
Thank
if you.
You.
But it has a lot of the same letters, like Shalador Shrouded Realm would have, like, you hit a bunch of those S's and R's and stuff and D's, and then that you might have been able to fill it in.
Wow. Great. Yeah, that one would have roasted my brain.
Yep.
So anyway, yep. Those are some of the other ones. I
had this is fun. Thanks for doing this.
I had fun. That's why. Hopefully it's a useful listening wise, because it was definitely fun to be, you know, part of.
Well, good. I hope I was able to describe it well enough for people to listen and enjoy it. So if not, let me know. But if this was something that was fun and you guys want us to do this again next month, or maybe we can revise it in a way that might be more listenable, you know, if you guys have any ideas, let us know.
Yeah, and suggestions are good.
And who knows, maybe we can take another game show idea, mix it up, and make it something that works both for, you know, listeners and watchers. And, you know, always happy to throw some other ideas around. So do something a little bit different than a quiz, because this is fun because you both have to be able to spell the words Lotus, yeah, and also a little bit aware of the lore to have those words in your head to begin with, to know what to guess, right? So yeah. It kind of works both ways. So it's kind of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brib, thanks for being here. Is there anything you want to share? Ways people can get a hold of you? Anything cool you're working on? Anything like that?
No, I'm just excited. I'm taking what's supposed to be a work trip where I'm doing a speaking event, but I'm making it into a 4-day trip where I'm bringing my gaming computer with me by myself, and I'm just going to be posted up in an Airbnb playing ESO. Maybe nice. Fallout 4 the whole time.
Nice. Double nice.
Yeah. So that's exciting. So I'll be on a lot. If you're on, you know, I haven't been in Dungeons or doing Trials or Battlegrounds or Cyrodiil in a long time. So if you're on, my name's Bribwin, and I'd be happy to play with you on PCNA.
Nice. So, yeah. Post it in the Discord. Let people know. Just be like, hey, guys, I'm in the game. Come join me.
Yeah. I'll be on for the next 48 hours nonstop.
Sweet. Enjoy it, man. Have a good vacation. That's cool. Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us. This has been fun. Lotus, do you have anything cool you want to share?
No, we'll just be recording Tales again, like usual, this Saturday. We had a big combined episode for anyone who listens to the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages. We had some scheduling issues for Tales, so we ended up combining and both shows joined, and we had a 5-person, really off the rails kind of dual podcast, which was a lot of fun to record. You can find it on the Tales of Tamriel feed or actually the USP feed. It's just the same episode with different like musical clips because each show uses their own stuff, but otherwise it's the same thing.
That's great.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun and kind of spur of the moment that we just happened to be recording it like the same time. But otherwise, hopefully I'll have some time and I can stream Sunday. Life has been too problematic for me to get enough of a chunk of time. I really want to get started on one of the Elder Scrolls travel games since I've managed to complete Battlespire. So hopefully soon, maybe Sunday, we will see.
Cool, man. Awesome. Cool. Yeah, people should go check out your stream. It's just Lotus of Doom on twitch.tv, so
yeah.
Easy to find. We've got the Mass Effect Lorecast show actually coming up after this show this week because we had to push it back because of some stuff going on with my co-hosts. Schedule. So we're doing that next, coming up in about 15-ish minutes. So don't go anywhere. If you're into Mass Effect, if you haven't checked out that show yet, stay tuned for that. That's coming up. And I've got all my regular stuff over at robotsradio.net. Lots of awesome podcasts and things for you guys to check out. So, you know, all that stuff going on. And of course, there's the Rocket Club. So if you want to start your own podcast, if you want to find a way to reach an audience with the show and, you know, create a show that people actually want to listen to, because this is something I shared on Twitter yesterday, today. I don't remember when it was. Time goes by. How does time work? I don't know.
Time exists.
Time exists. But the average podcast gets 60 listeners per episode, which sounds is just nuts when you think about how many podcasts are out there. 60 people. And that's one of the things I do when I work with these shows is I, you know, there are so many creators, so many good ideas, but oftentimes creators aren't very good at getting people to listen to their ideas. They don't understand the marketing side of it, you know? So being able to work with these creators and help them understand what it takes to actually put their ideas out there in ways that get people to be able to find what they're doing and work with them on that kind of stuff. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, robotsradio.net is the place that you can go look that stuff up. And I'd be happy to work with you. We've got a bunch of awesome shows on the network that are doing some really amazing things. And that's what I got going on. So and love hanging out with you guys on chat. Thank you for being here. Absolutely love seeing you here. And we'll see you next week at the normal time. Otherwise, stay tuned for Mass Effect Lorecast. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. If you have something you'd like to contribute to the show, please reach out to us at elderscrollslorecast@gmail.com or on Twitter at @ESOLorecast. I really appreciate you listening, and I'd love to hear from you soon.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hello, gentle listener. Every Friday, be sure to tune in.
What the hell are you doing, Ampersand?
Hi, Charlie. I'm sorry I broke in.
I thought I was the only one to talk to myself.
Well, I'm letting everyone know about
the Fumbling Four and the Almighty Crit.
Woo-hoo!
It's a 5e live play podcast. Join us every week.
Where do we find it, you old crusty coot?
Anywhere you can get all your podcasts.
Woo-hoo!
You find it every Friday, you stupid cat!